When Eric Phillips drives along a mountain lane, he is not looking at the scenery. As the coordinator of Boulder County's wildfire mitigation effort, Phillips keeps an eye on thousands of mountain homes.
On a wildfire, there's so many. It moves so fast, and there's so many houses potentially at risk. There's some houses that are just not going to make it through the fire.
While many mountain dwellers believe that a wildfire will never hit them, Phillips urges all of them to be prepared.
Well, we're not in a position where we can really discourage people from building in the mountains. They have a legal right to their building lots that they have, and so what we do is try to encourage them and require them to do buildings that are built well.
Phillips says this mountain home is too close to a hillside of Douglas fir. He wants the homeowners to work with their neighbors to see whether trimming the trees is an option. Another problem shows up when a crane being trucked in for the home's remodeling squeezes down the country lane.
You see how this delivery truck, this crane, is having difficulty getting in here? This is approximately the same size as a fire truck. So imagine a fire truck having to back in here like this to try to fight a fire in here. Very difficult.
Building officials are requiring the remodeling team to use extremely fire-resistant materials, such as cement board siding plus metal-clad doors and windows. These precautions are more critical than ever, according to Dave Theobald, a geographer at Colorado State University.
Nationwide, we have expanded by about 50% since the 1970s. We've expanded by about 50%. That area expands out to about 450,000 square kilometers, to put that in sort of something related, that's 14% larger than the state of California.
Almost 90% of forest fire fighting efforts in the United States go toward protecting homes, Theobald says, and it's mostly done with public money, which means less public funding for mountain watersheds or habitat protection. Theobald wants more public dialogue about permitting people to build in fire-prone areas and how to pay for protecting them. He says these are issues whenever people live in beautiful but hazardous locations.
Katrina happens. Oh, my gosh. It's a terrible thing. It is. It's a terrible thing. But we react to it, and we go and we rebuild that area. Should we do it? I don't know.
Carrie Ratty owns a mountain home. She says that she and her family work hard to reduce the fire hazard.
We've cut down a lot of the trees right around our house. We've tried to put gravel around the edges of the house to have that be defensible. We try to mow down the weeds and, you know, the small bushes that could easily catch on fire.
Wildfire official Eric Phillips says that if more mountain dwellers took steps like these, their homes would have a better chance.
If you parked a fire engine here and were able to fight the fire here, this is one of those houses where you might decide to make a stand.
To reduce the expense and danger of taking that stand, fire experts like David Theobald hope that lawmakers will pay attention to the growing number of houses being built in fire-prone areas so that they create clearer policies for managing the costs. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Colorado.